Welcome back to the program, AMPM Sports, ESPN 1005.com. One final segment here on a Tuesday. The Wisconsin basketball team will be back in action tonight as they take on Illinois. Badgers trying desperately to do something to get back on track. You know, I find it with Badger fans, anyone either being a fan or in the Wisconsin sports media, anyone who speaks up and says anything questioning Bo the Great has nerves of steel because of the chastisement that will be placed upon them from the Badger fans. You don't question Bo Ryan. That is a well-known fact here in the state of Wisconsin. You cannot question Bo the Great. If you do dare to do such a thing, you know nothing about basketball. I mean, I've never... Listen, Bo is a really good coach. I said it before and I'll say it again. He's a top three coach in the state of Wisconsin. I think Buzz Williams is very good. And he's a top three coach. He may be the best coach in the state. But the guy isn't perfect. And people act as if you cannot say anything bad about Bo the Great. I mean, it's basically, Bo the Great has done, in Badger fans' minds, everything short of walking on water. And you literally cannot criticize him. I have a website, and you've probably checked it out. It is not a website that I really do anything with or contribute to. It is more a website for Wisconsin sports fans to voice their opinion to other fans. And I just use my prominence on Twitter to help move it along. I really don't do anything. It's a service from me to the fans. And it is Wisconsin Talk Sports. And we had somebody submit an article, which I thought was good and accurate. And it criticized Bo Ryan. Now, I didn't agree with everything that was in the piece. But it talked about Bo's philosophy on offense and the defensive strategy that they use. And it questioned him. It criticized him. And the outrage to this simple article has been very big. People calling him a lunatic. Wow, you can't question Bo Ryan. Ridiculous. You know, how dare you? Have you seen his winning percentage? How dare you question Bo the Great? And I challenge you, if you go and check it out on the Badger page, what do you disagree with what the writer said? And the guy who wrote the article for the website is Billy St. John. And I thought he did a good job. Laid it out, criticized Bo for his offense, and their defensive strategy as well. And I will pull up the article for you, and I will read some of the excerpts of it. And listen, I knew when I posted this on Twitter and on my Facebook page that it was going to get a... It was going to make Badger fans' blood boil because, again, you can't question Bo the Great. But Billy St. John writes, Sam Decker looked completely bewildered and uninterested in the last few minutes of Wisconsin's 59-58 loss to Ohio State Saturday at the Kohl Center. I can't help but wondering if he was questioning his decision to play for Bo Ryan and the Badgers. Bo Ryan's coaching inadequacies were on full display in the last 2 minutes of Saturday's game. At a critical moment in the game where the Badgers needed an offensive spark, Bo Ryan made a head-scratching move of not having his two most dynamic offensive weapons on the court. With Frank Kaminsky on the bench, Ryan was subbing Decker out on every offensive possession and using him only on the defensive end of the court. This was not a first. This was not the first head scratching move Ryan has made in his tenure at Wisconsin. Rather, it was the latest in a long stretch of odd decisions made by the Badgers head coach. That's what he says about the Badger offense. And if you disagree, tell me why. Don't just tell me, well, Bo Ryan is great. He's the best coach ever. I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear how you think the article is garbage. I want you to tell me where he's wrong. It says, the questions begin on offense. The Badgers run the swing offense, a patterned offense usually reserved for girls' junior varsity teams. Used when a team possesses no standout player on offense. The Badgers have two guys on the roster that would benefit from a Division I and pro-style motion offense. The motion offense would allow Decker to use his hand or his standout abilities with the basketball to not only score more himself, but create for his teammates. On defense, the Badgers are even more predictable. They run a straight man-to-man half-court defense every possession, no matter the score, no matter the situation, no matter what. Badgers never run anything different, even if the situation calls for something different. And I guess the thing with Bo Ryan to me is Badger fans like to look at him and talk about him as if he has won multiple national championships. Really, he's never actually sniffed that game. Again, I think Bo Ryan's a good coach, probably the best coach in Wisconsin, but it doesn't mean that he's perfect. And it's important to remember that. You can criticize guys. Of course, you can't criticize Bo the Great. That's unacceptable. But I'll tell you what. Once Bo Ryan starts winning national championships, then you can take your criticism away from him. That's at AMPM Sports, ESPN 1005.com.